Tav Kuf Lamed Gimel Sif Aleph. So Mutar Litchon Kemach L'Tzarcha Moed Is Kiven Malachta B'Moed. Person is allowed to grind mill flour on Chol HaMoed to use for Chol HaMoed or for Yom Tov. Feel Kiven Malachta B'Moed. And here we're going to say it's Mutar, which means he could have done it before Yom Tov, and he specifically, intentionally said, you know what, let's leave it for Chol HaMoed. So, which in general, that's going to be a chumrah. When it comes to food usage, we're not going to be machmer on that. So, other purposes, we will be machmer, but for food uses, we will not be machmer. Balakut Eitzim, Me'am Mechubar, to chop wood, to cut down wood from Mechubar, so it's the malacha of kotzer with a hatol shecher, and to set up the process of making beer. Bein shel tamar and bein shel se'arim, whether it's made out of dates or barley, l'tzarech ha'moed is mutter.
Does it ferment that quickly? So you would use it during
the month? I guess we'd have to either ferment quickly enough that it would be usable. But Mishra points out that making it out of serum was a very big tircha process. So they're matter it the tircha moed. Shalot tircha moed. Also, all these cases, if it's not going to be used in Yom Tov, it's not going to be mutter. Miu ain't tircha l'tzamtzem. When you make it, you don't need to make it a limited amount and say, you know, I did exactly this much of Yom Tov. You can alois barvacha. You make a comfortable amount. If it leaves over, it leaves over. Avolo yarim, but this you cannot do is to try and do some type of a haroma, a trick. Litzkoin or lasa sheker yoser bekavana to mill, in the case of the flour, or to make beer intentionally more than you need. You know what I told you? The person already has flour, or he has beer. He can't make new ones. And he'll be a trick. What do you mean? This is fresher, it's better, it's tastier. The bottom line is it's not his real kavanah. His real kavanah is this way. He has an excuse to make some Chol HaMoed, which he can use after Yom Tov. So that's not acceptable. But this much is true. If he already has bread and he wants to mill some flour to make, and he has no flour available, and he wants to make fresh bread, that's mutter. Mutter litchon lepas. You can grind the flour, or grind the grain to make flour. You know, grind flour. The pas kama odiv, because that's true that fresh bread is better. Avodin b'sheker imachadosh odiv. That would be true by the case of the beer also. If that was true, that new beer tasted better. So below harama, sure, in the case he's not doing it in the form of harama, that would be permitted. So, okay, a lot of information over here. In other words, so we're basically saying, the basic point we're saying is that for tzarech ha'moed, you're allowed to make. A. B, you're allowed to even make above and beyond the amount that you need, because it's hard to estimate exactly the amount that you need. But C, you can't do it in a way where you're doing some type of trickery, and playing a game and saying, I need more, this tastes better, etc., when that's not really true.
So the Chabad does not mention wood. Does that mean you cannot cut down a whole tree? You need firewood, you cut down a limb, not the whole tree?
You look at 18 mm Mechubar, you want to cut the whole, if you wouldn't need the whole tree, would there be any difference in the amount that you cut? Is that your question?
Yes.
I'm not sure. On Yom Tov, there is a discussion in the Gemara in regards to Yom Tov. We discussed this once. If I have an option of cutting off, if a person needs two te'enim to feed the chayla, and there are two te'enim on the tree, which are each one is on its own stem, So you have to do two acts of kitzer to get the two tehanim, or there's one branch which has three attached to it, and I can do one act of kitzer to take off three tehanim at the same time. So the more wants to know what's better. Is that, do I look at it, each, when I cut off, I do one act of cutting the stem, but it's cutting three tehanim off the trees, that's three acts of kitzer. Or do I look at it, the fact that it's only one stem, and that's not, those are two stems, so the Gemara says that two mice of kitzer is more chomer than one mice. But the Gemara says, but if I have only two, and I have one which has two, and one which has three, it's also the one which has three. So it is considered kitzer to the extent that I can't take extra. So I don't need it, so it is considered a kitzer. So theoretically, that would be true about the case of the wood also. Okay. Sivkat Nalef, Tzar Chamayt. So a person is grinding flour, milling grain into flour for the purpose of using the moed. Shein lo kemah b'beis, so he doesn't have any flour in his house. Now, afil yachol liknos, he could go out and buy it. Which buying is malacha de rabbanon, and whereas over here grinding is a dealing with malacha de raisa, so we could have argued it should be better that he should go and buy the flour than some he has grain. And he's going to he can mill it to flour, or he can go out and buy. So we're not machayim to go out and to buy. So that's, you know, that's what he says over here. Now it's a steer. There is actually a steer mishaburus, because there is the mishabur later on in Tuf Kuf Membeis. He says that which will allow you to grind, in the case you have to go borrow money. I have grain. And versus borrowing money to go buy flour. So that's, I'm not mechuyev to go through the pain of borrowing because I'm worried about, you know, taking a loan, etc., which, you know, has the pressure of a loan. I'm allowed to grind it. But if I have money, he says, I don't have a heter to do tchina, I just go out and buy it. So it seems to be steering the mishaburus between the real loch over here and Tafkuf and Bay, that it says over here. He does mention a shita which over there, that the Rambam shita is that's not so. Rambam shita is that person prefers having his own and going to buy. I already have my own grain. You know, and I guess that scenario would be a person who he processed the grapes as his fields. So a person has a certain hanoah using his own thing. Mm-hmm. Right, but if I bought grain yesterday, I could buy flour today. That wouldn't be mutter. I bought grain right before Yom Tov. It's my grain. It's grain I bought before Yom Tov. Now I can buy flour today. So that would not seem to be mutter.
What do you mean?
The Rambam says of a person who had a field and he grew the grain, and he has an option of grinding his grain into flour on Chol HaMoed, or buying flour from the marketplace. So he's allowed, the hanor that he has of using the thing which he grew will allow you to go and do that instead of, even though it's a malacha, but there's a certain hanor, simcha that a person has, that's also part of his simcha. So that would allow him not to spend the money. But if he bought grain before Yom Tov and he can buy flour today, he says, do I have grain already? I enjoy my grain. It's not your grain, it's grain that you bought. So then you can't say it has any benefit over there. If you can buy flour, let him go buy flour and use the grain after Yom Tov. Okay. Even if he can borrow from somebody else, he's not mechuyev to do that. He can grind it instead. Now, who are the Gam Shari Malachas? Yocholas is picking gardens. There are other malachas also that if you have an option of either doing it yourself or borrowing from somebody else, we're not machayvi to borrow. You can do it yourself, even though borrowing is not involved in any malacha. And here, Dana Kaitzer Uberer, the malachas of Kaitzer Uberer, from Uber Shah Masif Hanal, and it's in the Tafu Flaman Zayn. Now, he does say that if a person is going to be doing a tremendous amount of malachas, so that's going to diminish from his simplest yom tov. The guy says, you know, he says, okay, I prefer to myself, instead of buying, I can do, he has a whole factory going, you know, to prepare all this. That's not the point. That's the Shartzi. And the expression is, because of the oyster, but harbor olive. The Eish Poskim Shekosu Do Oysam Harbim Malachas Lo Yitir Ela B'Dei Mechiyasa. You're doing a lot of malachas, so they're only matter a very limited amount. You know, what was necessary. Okay. Okay, Beis. If you'll keep it malachas. So it says, we're allowing you to mill this grain on Cholomoyd, even if it's keeping malachas, you should designate it. Lo Cholomar, show you Yochel Lasak and Merv Yamtiv. He had time to do it before Yom Tov. When we died to Niach, Darvizel Lasersa Becholamoy. He intentionally left it over for Cholamoy. The Bekalim Mekam is Machmirin Machmirin Bezet. Becomes many of the head term of Malach and Cholamoy. We say that once you're, if you're Mechavin Malach to Cholamoy, if you specifically intentionally left it over for Cholamoy, you lose your right to do it. But Avol Betzarchi Oycholoy Chmirin Bezet. So the Kiddush over here is, when it comes to food stuffs. And for food, for when it comes to preparing food, that even mechav malach to the moed isn't. So that's an important rule in mechav malach to the moed. The tzarach oichel is not a problem. The same way the mussel. Obviously, if it's going to be more fresh, it's obviously mutter. But even something which doesn't necessarily get more, certain foods which are arab, if they sit for a few days, they taste better. We discussed this in Yom Tov. So in Yom Tov, we said those that you have to do before Yom Tov. So I could have done it before Yom Tov. I said, leave it for Chol HaMoed. The Pashas would also be mutter, even though I'm intentionally leaving it for Chol HaMoed. Okay, Lokos Eitzim. So he's chopping off wood from the Mechubur. Lahasik Tanuroi. To heat up, to get used for firewood to heat up the oven. Can Messiah Messiah? Like he finishes off the end of the thought. So the het over here is, it's a tzarech oichel. In other words, that's when, even though he's mechava malato, it's mutter. Finally, I'll be seven tough kufa, I'll be seven cut in the chesm, shabur, masha shaklim, yenenu. So there, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Mishnah Berurah. We have a Dirsha of Mishnah Berurah. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah. There says, in a case you have a large piece of wood which is not attached, you need to chop it into smaller pieces. So you'd rather cut it down into smaller pieces. This way, you can use only half. You don't need all of that wood to heat up your oven. So you'd rather cut into half and to get involved in the process of cutting it down to smaller pieces, and therefore you can save the wood for after Yom Tov. So it's not mutter to do it on Yom Tov. Because it's not the process of chopping it up into smaller pieces is not really a tzarech Yom Tov, that's a tzarech saving your money. The wood you could use in the oven, the big piece of wood, right? You'll have a fire and it'll last longer, okay. But your tzarech over here, so it brings over there also the even cholamoid, theoretically. There are people which are careful, don't do it on Chol HaMoed also.
Well,
now, what's the malacha over there? What's the malacha? What's the malacha that you're involved over there? It says when you chop it up, sometimes you chop, the Mishnah says you chop wood into small pieces, it also goes under the malacha of Teichin. So Teichin doesn't mean only grinding it from grain into flour, but taking large pieces of wood and making it into small pieces of wood, it's also malacha of Teichin. So you're involved in when you chop, you're going to end up doing some teichin, not really necessary for Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed, so you shouldn't do it. Okay, Dalad Ben Shel Sarim, if you're making beer out of barley, Ikotircha Meruba, which that has a large amount of effort involved in making it, it's still mutter to do it if it's a Tzarech HaMoed. Aval lo yarim hay. You can't do with more. You're allowed to make it with not skimpily. You're allowed to make a significant amount. Just saying you might need that much. You're not sure exactly what you're going to need, but you can't go with intent to trade to try and make some type of chicanery to do more than you need.
What is your argument?
Harama is a trick. Avlo yarim litrin. The person can't make a harama to be toichin to grind more than you need intentionally. What about the case where the miller is not interested in starting up his mill for a small amount of grain? So I come in and say, listen, I need 10 pounds of flour for Yom Tov. He says, I'm not starting up a mill to grind, 10 pounds of flour, 10 pounds worth of flour. So Yachol Litchon Afil Harbe, V'lo Havikim Mechab on the Hoyse Shrein Teichon Hamoyse B'Shil Oyse Muach Shutzarav. If that's the situation, the only way you're able to get this ground, the amount that you need, is by grinding more. So I'm not grinding more because I want to have leftover after Yom Tov. I'm grinding more because I can't get what I need without grinding more. So that would be a case where, in other words, he's dealing with the you're having the goy do malacha for you, and malacha which you're not allowed to do. He says no, because the reason why it's being done is for that's the tzarech hamoed. You can't do involve your tzarech kavana more extra intentionally. Okay. Now the meherim, if a person did try and do this type of a. What's the word I'm looking for? Not a trick. Whatever. He's trying to do this idea of doing something and intentionally trying to indicate that he needs more, which is not true. But to Bidiyavit. Bidiyavit, we're not going to answer the items that he made. So I see you some of it.
Strange that he's saying, talking about doing it intentionally, but it's b'di'evin. But if it's intentional, then it's not b'di'evin.
Now he's going intentionally, trying to leave it, make extra, claiming that he needs it, and really doesn't. He knows he doesn't need it. So now the question: if he did that, do we give him a fine and say he may not use the item because he did something which was improper? He shouldn't have done that. So, but now, if he has done so, what's the halacha? So you say, "Mutter b'di'evit." If he did it, we're going to allow him to use it. Okay. We don't prohibit the item because shoychol akaponim ksas minam kemach minashah. He's using some of it. So once someone is used for yom tov, we're going to let him use the rest after yom tov, even though he did it al kol moed, against the halacha. We're not going to prohibit it after yom tov. That b'di'evit it's mutter. Now we pointed out there, miu hamafurshim shapir shusham the dafka behizid al beherim is also up b'di'evit efshat the huad in hocham. There are three cases over there. We spoke about shergeg. Person did extra malacha on yom tov shergeg, did it b'mezid, and did it through haram. So we said over there, shogeg is mutter afterwards. Mezid is mutter. Person intentionally went to malacha for after b'di'evit the item. You're allowed to benefit from the item. Then he said, however, there was an opinion which said that haram is worse than mezid, because the chance of a person doing it b'mezid are very minimal. So there wasn't really a need to make a kanas to be the motivation not to do it. Hence, the person doing a harama is much greater. So Chazal felt the need to prohibit it b'di'evit, because this way we'll take away the motivation of doing the haram, because it will point out to the other person you can't use this.
So why is haram worse than mezid?
Because the yetzahara for haram is much greater. Mezid means I have to go and say, haram is, listen, I'm cooking an extra pot. I might use it on yom tov. Now the truth is, you're not going to use it on yom tov. I might use it on yom tov. That's how we do. So the chance of in the case where there was a yomtiv. So he's cooking an extra pot of food, which he doesn't really need, with an argument that I might be able to use a yomtiv, this way he'll have food for after yomtiv. So that's much more tempting to the person saying, I know it's yomtiv, and I'm cooking for after yomtiv, and it's a very, and I'm doing it anyway.
That's like just being dishonest with...
See, he's playing a game, right? He's being
dishonest.
Right, so we said over there that the Mishaburis actually seemed to come out in Maskana that Mezid B'di'evit is Mutter, and Haram B'di'evit is Asur. So he says, that's why on yomtiv. So now the question is, do we extrapolate that same halacha to Chol HaMoed? He says, Efshtudin Hacha de Asur. Maybe over here it's all, possibly over here it's the same thing. So the Sharetzion in Zion, he says, why is it only possible? Because what's the argument? Yes and no. See, in Sivkot and Zion, he says, Va'af she'esh lermed Chol HaMoed kula kila. That's yomtiv. The case where there was yomtiv. Over here it's kolamoid. Kolamoid is not as cumbrous. So maybe we could argue that even that opinion would be agree that even haram over here b'di'evit is mutter. But it does not seem to me that that's true. Shemidibri Rashi besugin the moed katan the b'dibri masal bim tochan on this gemara. Rashi says she calls it bim hoiser mutter lachar moed. Rashi says that phrase. Masha the Bovachal Yarim, that phrase of the Bovachal Yarim, the Kamra Braisa, who gam can in Akra Moyet, the Harem Master. It says, if you made, and someone's left over, and you use it in Yomtim, someone's left over, that's Mutalacha Moyet. And that's the Braisa says, Bovachal Yarim. So it means the Braisa is talking about a case of being Mutal after the Moyet. So Rashi explains. And that the Braisa says, Bovachal Yarim, which means when you do Haram, it's not Mutal after the Moyet. So from the flow of the Gemara is Masha that Rashi is learning up that in a case of Haram, a B'di'evit would be Yosef, and a Chol HaMoed also. The Masha, the Vachal Yarim, the Kamar Braisa, who gam kelinyan achra moyed, the Imherim also. So that's the Mamash the Braisa we're talking about, which the Makor for the Talach is that Braisa. So in that Braisa, it says, not like that, but there's an opinion of the Rambam, in Lodz, the Nitzar, Das Rambam, Dikar Haram, Shori. The Rama says that Haram is Mutter Chol HaMoed. So if you hold Haram is Mutter, so then I can't say it's also B'di'evit, so we'll throw in the Rambam and make it also Mutter B'di'evit. So that's his suffix. There's a way the other Rishonim were learning the Gemara, Haram is also even B'di'evit, and the Rama is being Mutter the Chachilah, so maybe we should at least be Samach the Rambam in case of B'di'evit. That's his suffix. Okay, then he says what you can't do extra is one thing which you can't do. Or, alternatively, he can't have flour, which is, older flour. Now, flour, when it's older or younger, doesn't make a tremendous difference in flavor. So, you know what? I like fresher flour better. V'yomer mizani roots, I like this other stuff better. And that's my Torah. That's a haram. You're going to use it. But that's not true. There's no real advantage over this, the freshly ground flour over the older flour. Okay. And then he said, Shaker. Is it going out? Okay, so then he said, but in case a person had, so that's if he has flour. If he has bread, he says, you know what, I would like to make some fresh bread, which has no flour to make the bread, that's mutter. Because that's true that freshly baked bread tastes better. And you have no flour to make the bread, so you need to be turkin to make the freshly baked bread. So that's mutter. Then the Rambam added, v'udin b'shecher, that'll be true also by the case of making the beer, which we said is osur, if you have already, but if the fresh beer tastes better, so then it's mutter.
Didn't you say that you'd want better flour to, because you enjoy, like you can have better bread, but not
in other words,
the fresher?
Fresh flour versus older flour doesn't make too much of a difference in the flavor. Okay. Fresh bread versus older bread makes a big difference. So I have bread already. So listen, you have bread, so what are you making new bread for? Because this bread is much fresher. Well, to make this new bread, which is much fresher, I need to grind mutter also. If I had no flour available, I have bread but no flour. Mm-hmm. So I'm allowed to go and take my grain and make it into flour and make fresh bread. Because that's clearly That's objectively.
But the difference between new flour and old flour
is not significant enough that I should have a heter to do that.
But we're assuming it's all the same min of flour, right?
I assume so. Oh. If a person would say, I only have shaker flour, I only have a barley flour, and I want to make wheat flour, that'd be mutter. Okay. So then he said the same, but making the beer, if has shaker, we talk, I had some flour which really wasn't so good flour. It wasn't ground well, wherever it might be. But if it's true that it's better, so then fine. You know, I have no problem. You know, if that's true, it's true. It has to be true. So if the new beer is better, so below haroma, it's shari. So what does it mean? Other below haroma tests. It's true. Well, enemy's coming. He's not trying to make a trick over here. He's saying the truth. He really prefers the new stuff because it does taste better. So now here is where he brings in in this Rambam. The Yesh Poskim Shasem on the Hakam Barama. There are some opinions which are makom when it comes to Aroma and Cholomoid. Not a Yom Tov, but a Cholomoid. The Yesh Lo Yoshin, Varmer B'Sher Shecher Chodesh, and he writes, he has older one. He says, you know, I like something new. B'Sher Zagam Mino Chodesh, and he actually drinks from the new. So he's allowed to do that. Even though even in a case where there's no significant benefit from the new over the old. We can't protest. You have no need to protest against somebody who wants to rely on this opinion. Okay. We can welcome. However, the Gama Poskimeli, even those opinions of Jermakel, Ana Makilim, Ella Bezer, they don't really care. But it has to be that it's not an obvious game that you're playing. Not everybody knows that you have the barrel of wine in your house. And they see you making b'sheikh. Okay, he doesn't have any barrel. He doesn't have any wine. Beer. He's making beer. But the case where he's grinding the grain, the first case we discussed, where he's making beer, and instead of making... 5 gallons of beer, which can last him through the end of the yomtiv, he makes 50 gallons. I might use it. It's obvious that you're not going to be using that. The guy's grinding his grain into flour. Instead of making he might use 10 pounds of flour, 15 pounds of flour, he makes 100 pounds. Over there, it's obvious. So there, everybody sees what you're doing. So in that situation, they didn't even the opinions which are makel and haroma are not going to be makel in this haroma. The case of the haroma, they were makel, is a case where it wasn't obvious. The haroma was not an obvious haroma. Okay. Let's see. I think over here on the. Shori, so in the case where it's actually going to be better, it's permitted. So, Kozo Chayotim, Big Kiddush, nearly the Filu Yeshler passed the Kia. He has bread made from fine flour. So it's. Mutalaf is Pasadra. He's allowed to bake. Pasadra means bread which has in it the bran and other stuff. It's not fine flour. The sarcholamoid. So now, this bread is clearly inferior. The bread that he has already is superior. This bread is inferior. So why are you allowed to bake on Chol HaMoed to do something which is inferior? I will have the Yom Tov also, such a case in Yom Tov would be Yosir. So Chol HaMoed Shari. Uvachi Tzarech HaKaponim Gam Ken Ksas HaMoed. He's planning to use it for Chol HaMoed. And then he can make, like, in any case, he can make a comfortable amount, and he ends up having more than he needs. That's mutter. So what's his argument? So the Shartzina Tezvav says the following. V'nira, it's the bottom Shartzina, and I'm back on Amad Aleph. V'nira Tamoy. The logic behind the Chayarim seems to be the following. Kimenin roitz alecho mi pas the kia b'chol amoyd. Nechshek ke'en loy. I have pas kia, I want to say that for Yom Tov. So I don't want to use the pasukia now on Chol HaMoed. I want to save that for a different time. So I don't have bread. So I'm out of baked bread. I mean, you have bread. Yeah, you know, I have challah. I want to leave the challah for Shabbos or for Yom Tov. And I want to bake my fresh bride bread. Dumi the kaimer lon linyan bracha. A parallel to this case would be back in Hichel's brachas. The following: Imunak lefana of pas chitim upas shifa. You have in front of you a bread made out of from wheat, a bread made out of spelt. Vein dai to lechol mi pas chitim. Right now you're not planning to eat the bread which is made out of wheat, the wheat flour. The shari levorach lechatchila pas shifa. You can make a brach on the pas shifa because that's what you want to eat right now. In other words, even though if I'm planning to eat both, obviously I give precedence to the paschitim, that's more kosher. But I'm not planning to use it. Even sitting in front of me, but I'm not. It's not part of my meal. So similar type of idea over here. Okay, that's one way to explain his arguments. He brings a second explanation later on, but. So, what he raises is the following possibility. In other words, if I have older pastakia and I can have fresh pasadroa, maybe that's also a benefit. And even though it's not the same level of fineness in the flour, there's other stuff mixed in, etc., but it's fresh. So, it has a mild effect that it's fresh. Maybe that would be the argument why it's mutter. Okay. Mutter sefes lacquer pishtun b'neishir roi lachas is b'yis ocholim. Person's allowed to pick flax plants because even though flax you don't eat and there's no real tzarech hamoyed in the, so you're doing a malach of kotzer of attaching it from its ground, the ground. Not the tzarech hamoyed. Now you have some financial benefit of taking off the flax right now. So l'chara, that's not a heter to do it on Chol HaMoed. But there are other purposes which you could use it for, because if you have food which is lying out to dry, etc., you want to cover that shouldn't dry too quickly, etc. Or that at nighttime it's going to get. You know, you put out the dry in the nighttime when there's moisture in the air and it has dew in the morning, so it refreshes it. You don't want it. You want it to dry. So you want to cover it. So you could use these pishtun plants for that purpose. Velakar kashus. You're allowed to be oiker, you're allowed to detach kashus. Kashus is translated as hops. Now, excuse me for my ignorance. I have no idea what they are. Shrela hatlboy. Sheikhar, the tzarech hamoyed, you can use them to make sheikhar.
What don't you have an idea on?
Herbs. It's what beer is made from.
Product for beer. It's a grain.
Right.
I have
no idea what it is, though. I know it's a grain.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen
it
either.
That's in the hops is that's the step in the beer making process.
No, apparently there was a plant called hops.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a grain. Separate. It's a grain that ferments into beer.
It's not related to wheat?
No, it seems to be there's a separate...
But beer is chametz.
No, it doesn't have to be. You can make a beer out of tomorrow.
Oh, I understand that. No, but I thought when we use the word hops today,
it's called barley hops. Usually, now it's called barley hops. So I don't know. I see. I don't know what that. I have no idea the difference between that hops and barley hops. It's all Chinese to me. Okay, Balak or Shumshumin, the person would allow to be Urker sesame seeds, allowed to pick sesame seeds. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's not the sesame seeds that we're referring to. It wasn't just like a, we use it more along the lines of a spice or type of something like that. But it was something which was used for food. Sheveshim Shaboy Ruyim Lechel Miyat. In other words, even though this normally, these type of plants are used after you detach them, you put them out in the sun to dry, and then they're usable after a period of time, which means they're not going to be usable over Yom Tov. So what's the hetter to do in a Chol HaMoed? What's the tzarich Yom Tov? Because some in the plant itself, there are going to be some seeds which are dry right now, and they're usable as is. So even though... So the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out, that means you're allowed to just pick up as many as you feel you might need, and then you'll go through afterwards and figure out which ones are usable. You're not mechuyav to decide beforehand and study each plant if it has any usable seeds. Rather, you can just pick somewhat indiscriminately, and then you'll deal with the details afterwards, which would be since that's a standard practice how you normally do it. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph, if they call them, because you can use the pishtun to cover over foods, kagoyin, te'enim via figs or tamarim or dates, and the option of some b'chem which you're drying them out in the sun. It's still in the chassesim, but a lot of nei atal, you need to cover them at nighttime because of the dew which is landing on the food and it's re-moisturizing it, which is what you don't want to happen. So this is, you're allowed to uproot these plants for that purpose, to cover them. We'll see later on that this idea is, he says a person has stalks of grass that he wants to cut up from the ground to use it to cover the plants, but the same thing. Now, that's what your intention is. You really that it's a valid need that you have. I feel a bizel, surely lekker elok bizay mashu tzarich. You're allowed to pick as much as you need. But if your real goal is you have no intention for using for that purpose, so then even though there's a side benefit of you'll have your flax plants ready cut off from the ground, and after you can start processing the flax, that's a side benefit. But if your intent is for the to be able to have flax off the Yom Tov to process, so the fact that you end up using it for this is not going to make it mutter. Another example of how you'd be allowed to detach it from is if you need the seed, the flax seeds, the tzarech hafiva, they used to use it for shampooing. So it's rubbing, better word. Shasharno's son, they would soak it in the water. Anoshim chavis boy, they would rub it on themselves. Lahaklik besoran ulatzaseach marein, to make them look more smooth. The sharlakar pishon mishul zeh. So I'm using these seeds on Chol HaMoed for Chol HaMoed tzarech Yom Tov. Va'af ogav the mishul zeh lohoyu loy litlosh rak rosh hagifu. For this purpose, I just need the seeds. I don't need to cut off the whole plant. Whereas the flax plant has in its seeds, which are called flax seeds, which nowadays they can give you a whole book about all the good things you can do with flax seeds. But the main what people do with it is there was fibers embedded in the plants, which when you soak, eventually the plant starts to deteriorate. You can pull the fibers out, and that's what you make your linen out of. So... if you just need the seeds, you pick some seeds from the top of the plant. Why are you taking the whole plant, right? Well, the answer is you're taking the whole plant because you want to be able to process the fibers and have used the... So that's not a tzarech HaMoed. So I'm saying, well, it's mutter because I need the seeds for... I use them as a soap. Okay, fine. But if to do that, I don't need to take the whole plant. So what's my have to take the whole plant when that right? So that's his question. The answer is lo hitchichu achakamim l'shanas mikvi mashu oisu b'chol b'shar lakir im asherish b'kamazenu mutar el b'day tzarecha b'chanel. You're going to, since that there's a standard way of doing it, which is, you know, once you're used to doing it one way, it's much easier. So the tircha of doing it, just taking out the seeds, because I weren't mechayev you to do that, they allow you to do it in a normal fashion, but to take as much as you need of the seeds. So if I need three plants worth of seeds, I want to cut down three plants. Not, and that's it. But by the three plants that I can cut down in my normal fashion. I don't need to uproot the whole plant. I don't need to do it in a way which is just limited to the exact spot that I need.
Even though it's not for food?
Even though it's not for food, but you know, because it's a valid
way of
using it, and that, which it's true, and it's true.